Galen, that was a right on song right there. Every song, everything lining up. Glory, can we give God a shout of praise in this place? Oh, come on, you can do better than that. Give him a shout of praise. Father, we love you. Father, we need you. God, you're so good. God, you're so good. God, you're so good. Hallelujah. Oh, God is good. He's on his throne. Hallelujah. If you don't mind today, can I preach a little bit? I want to accomplish two things. I'm going to accomplish two things. One, I'm going to bring God's word to life and a fresh perspective for you. Amen. That's the whole point of preaching, man, to help the congregation go from faith to faith. Amen. It's your job to get it, okay? Next thing is this, the thing is, I want to kick the devil in his kneecaps today with the word of God. I promise you, today's message, I have been fighting tooth and nail, physically, emotionally. You have no idea the hell that I've gone through to get to today, but I'm not going to let the devil win. I'm going to preach this word today, and I'm excited. Hallelujah. Turn to Matthew chapter 8 today. Glory. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 8. We're going to start with verse 23. Before we do that, I want you guys to stretch your hands out to me, and I'm going to stretch my hands out to you, and let's go before the Lord. Father, we thank you for what you're going to do and what you've already been doing in this place. Father, I pray you cultivate the soil in this room, God. Everyone that is watching online, you cultivate the soil. God, any hard soil, God, I pray you go in there, you soften it, God. Any sandy soil, God, you fertilize it. You bring some clay in there so the word is held, God. Father, I pray that the seed that is sown today with your word, God, that it grows and develops and does what it's supposed to do, Father. We thank you for it, Lord. Lord, I pray, God, every ear that hears this message today, God, grows. And I thank you for the opportunity to speak it, God. I thank you for the opportunity to be up here and declare your word, Lord. I thank you, Father, for it. Oh, we give you the glory and all the honor in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Then he got into the boat and his disciples followed him. I want to stop right there and kind of paint this picture as we go into the next few verses. The disciples followed him. Now, right before this, these disciples have been experiencing Jesus on a whole nother level. They've been watching him do miracles, raising the dead, healing the sick, preaching incredible messages. Oh, they followed him. We hear all kinds of amazing messages and we follow Jesus too, don't we? Amen. We've seen God move. We've seen miracles happen. We've experienced miracles, haven't we? And we follow Jesus, Amen. Don't we? Yeah. Oh, so we're right there with the disciples on this and we're following Jesus. We're going where he goes. We want him and we desire him. Come on, we're followers of Christ. So we're right there in this place right here. Says they got into the boat and his disciples followed him. They followed Jesus. They had just been experienced. They just experienced Peter's mother-in-law getting healed. Yeah. Just experienced healings after healings. Miracles after miracles. Seeing it with their own eyes. You talk about being on fire for God. They were lit up. They were excited. Hallelujah. But then verse 24 happens. Now let's look at verse 24. Suddenly, a furious storm came up on the lake so that the waves swept over the boat. My buddy has this sports car, and it is sick. It is really incredible. Goes 0 to 60 in 3 seconds. It's really nice. It's way above my pay grade. That's for sure. Okay. But God just poured out his blessings and just blessed him with this. And so now anybody with a sports car like that is going to show it off. That's what you do. You get your buddies, you're going to go fast. So he gets me in this car, 0 to 60 in 3 seconds. Insane. Okay. Now I need to walk you through and understand what my mental status was as I got into this car. Now, it's hard to explain. I mean, you get into a sports car, and at my size, it's you kind of crawl in and crawl out. And so, I get in this thing, and he gets on this straightaway, Brother North, and he stops this car, and he begins to push all the extra buttons to make it go fast, the extra super duper fast buttons, and the you better get prayed up buttons, and all these little things to get the gears and the ratios all ready to go ridiculously fast. And the moment he punched that car, let me explain to you what went through my brain. Here's what went through my brain. Immediately, I went back as far as I could to when I was probably 9, 10 years old and stole a pack of gum. And I started repenting. God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Lord. I stole that pack of gum, Lord. I spent some time. I just went from all the way up until where I'm at right now. Just repenting. God, I'm sorry, Lord. I'm sorry. And then I wanted to make sure I was saved. And I said, Brandon, if you died today, would you go to heaven or hell? I said, you know what? I want to make sure I find out for sure. Let's go ahead and do the sinner's prayer. I led myself in the sinner's prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, dear Heavenly Father, I invite you into my, be my Lord and Savior. Now, when I finally realized, okay, I felt good, like I was saved enough, then every single YouTube video that I'd ever watched in my entire life of somebody showing off their car and wrecking went through my brain, right? Yeah. That all happened 0 to 60 in 3 seconds. That was a long time to explain that, but that's exactly what happened. That was sudden. That was sudden. That was quick. Yeah. I think about this story, and I think about how fast sometimes our lives go 0 to 60 in 3 seconds. 0 to 60 in 3 seconds. That's fast. How fast and suddenly, boy, just boom, goes the opposite direction of where we were thinking things were headed. My wife, the other day, she wanted to test my blood sugars. Now, in all honesty, I really wasn't sure what that entailed. And so she comes in, and she goes, oh, I'll go check it. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm okay. And she has a smile on her face, and she runs to her room. Comes back real fast, and she pulls out this, it's the best way I can explain it. You see those movies, I know, and I'm sorry, don't judge me, but you see those movies where somebody's about to get tortured and they pull all these things out, all these knives and tools and stuff to get some information, right? That's what it looked like to me. Amber decided she's going to pull out this big, huge case and started pulling out all these devices, and I'm just like, that does not look good. I don't want that. I don't think we need to do this. And she goes, oh, it'll be fine. It doesn't hurt. You're fine. Shut up. While she had this huge smile on her face. the whole time. My baby, why are you smiling? Is it going to hurt? She goes, no, it's not going to hurt. Shut up. Don't be a baby. So then she pinches. She gets my finger, and she just pinches the fire out of my finger. And I mean, she waylays on my finger. And then she gets this little device and pow! Yeah! What in the world? Woman! And she's just dying laughing. I'm just about falling over. And then she gets it and pinches it again. I'm like, woman, what did I do to you? It's because the RV. It's in, you're in the RV. I get it. Okay, I get it. And so she does it and everything. And she goes, no, see, that wasn't that bad. No, it was. It was traumatizing. A few hours later, now it was fine. All my blood sugars were fine, just FYI. And then, but then a few hours later, I'm like, baby, it still hurts. Still hurts. Now, here's what I wanted to know is how fast did that get me to screaming? Like how long? Because I've been processing this whole speed thing, even with 0 to 60 in 3 seconds. Like, how fast was this? Because that was pretty dang fast. Okay? I'm not supposed to say that's not appropriate. I'm sorry. My bad. I apologize. Rewind that take. All right. So it was pretty fast. I wanted to find out how fast it took my brain to signal that thing hurt. Yeah, it was way less than 3 seconds. I Googled it. So I don't know. I really wanted to know, like, how fast does your brain receive a signal that, ah, you know, okay? It's 100 milliseconds. Now, again, I have no idea in comparison to what that means to a second. There's 1,000. I Googled it. That's 1,000 milliseconds in a second. So that means 0.1 second, you reach that threshold of, ah! Okay? Now, saying all that, and I know it's all funny, but I think about that, and I think about the suddenlies that happen in our lives and how fast we go from being happy to all of a sudden experience the most excruciating pain in our lives. Yeah. And it causes us to scream out sometimes. Uh-huh. And it makes our lives go from 0 to 60 in 0.3 seconds. We go in opposite direction. With a phone call, with a report, with whatever happens. It's a sudden thing that happens. And I think about this, and I think about this scripture here. Suddenly, a furious storm came upon the lake, so that the waves swept over the boat. Here's these men following Jesus, and suddenly a storm arose. And I'm telling you, every single one of us in this room can contest and say, yes, I have had one of those suddenlies in my life. Every last one of us can say I've had a suddenly in my life. Now, some of those suddenlies have absolutely knocked us to the ground. Some of those suddenlies, they were not just a little prick in your finger. They would draw you to your knees before the Lord in pain and fear and worry. Whatever the situation was, it brought you to a screeching halt. It was a sudden fear. It was a sudden moment. It was a sudden experience. That's what these men were experiencing. It was a sudden storm. They feared for their lives. And in the next scripture, it says they went to Jesus and they were like, we're going to die. And I feel like so many times that's exactly what we feel like when we go through these sudden moments. We're going to die. This is it. I can't handle this. Here's what I want to do today. I want to unpack some scriptures and I want to navigate the Word of God. So that if you are in this room and you hear me and you feel like you are in a sudden thing going on in your life, then I hope to, my prayer is that you receive this today. I want to navigate through the next few scriptures, through the Word of God, to help you navigate through your suddenly. If you're not going through a suddenly, I want to encourage you to write this thing down because maybe you know somebody that is going through a suddenly.
All right.
To help, so you can help hold someone else's hand that go through these suddenlies where their life goes from 0 to 60 in 0.3 seconds. Yeah. where we hit those storms of life where there's a phone call, it's a report of a sudden jolt where everything in our lives gets turned upside down. It's so important that we go to what the Word of God is saying and help us in this. Hallelujah. That was my intro. Zero to 60 in 0.3 seconds. Zero to 60 in 0.3 seconds, 0.1 second. That's how fast sometimes, man, our life, those suddenlies come on our lives. Here we are going through life, serving the Lord, following Jesus. Then, bam, a report that absolutely rocks us to the core. What do we do? How do we navigate that? Right here is some of the most beautiful scriptures that God has been revealing for me. God has had me camped out in this thing for the last 2 months. Right. These few verses. It's been amazing. First thing, verse 24. Really, let's go to verse 24. Back up in there. Suddenly a fierce storm came up on the lake so that the waves swept over the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. Jesus was in the boat. Jesus was in the boat. Yeah. One of the first things that the enemy will come at you with your suddenlies is you're alone. Yeah. That you're alone in this. You're by yourself. And how many times do we find ourselves hook, line, and sinker buying that lie? I'm alone in this. No one understands. No one gets it. No one feels my pain. No one understands. I'm all alone in this. I need you to know how stupid that looks. Look at this. I need you to understand something. I need you to see this. I'm just point blank. This is crazy to me. Jesus is right here in the boat. Yes. He's in each one of our boats. Yes. He's in our boat. We're following him, right? Yeah. He's in our boat. This is how stupid this concept of us being alone. Do you think for one, brother, now come sit right here for a second. Just come sit. I'm going to be Jesus, okay? All right. It's because I like watermelon. So, all of a sudden, this brother has a suddenly. That's a good suddenly. Heart attack. There you go. Jesus. Oh, I'm gonna go over here and handle this over here. I don't know if I want to deal with that storm.
No, he did not do that.
Do you see how stupid that looks?
Yeah.
We have a sudden storm. Okay. Oh, I don't like this storm. It's a little too hairy for me. I'm going to walk on water. I'm going to come over here and get out of that storm. I'm going to let them deal with that. See how stupid that looked? Brother, thank you. You can sit down. Thank you, brother. You know how crazy that looks? But that's exactly the lie that the enemy comes at us and tells us when those suddenlies happen in our lives. He says, you're alone in this. Jesus never left your boat. Jesus never left your boat. He never left your boat. Deuteronomy 31:8 says, the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. It says, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I'm never going to leave your boat. I don't care what circumstances you have in your life. I'm not going to all of a sudden up and leave when the storm gets raging. I'm going to be in the boat with you. I'm going to be beside you. I'm going to be holding your hand through it. Come on, amen. If you need to understand what the Hebrew and Greek of never leave means, it means never leave. Never leave. Never leave you or forsake you. You need to hear my voice today. God will never leave you. He will never forsake you. No matter how sudden your storm is, it doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter how much it hurts. It doesn't matter the pain. It doesn't matter. God's still in your boat. You need to hear that. He's in your boat. Jesus never leaves. And to top it off, He brings amazing people around you to encourage you. Proverbs 18:24 says, or in other words, another scripture about sticking closer. He says he sticks closer than a brother. Proverbs 27:17, iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. God brings people beside you to encourage you and strengthen you. You're not alone. He's in the boat. The first element of going through any suddens in our life is to grab a hold of the truth and the fact that He is in your boat. When your life goes from 0 to 60 in 0.1 second, He's in your boat. He's in your boat. Hallelujah. That's truth. And grab a hold of that truth. Second thing is this, is same verse. Go back to that same verse, verse 24. I want us to see this one again. I want to read it again. Suddenly a furious storm came up on the lake so that the waves swept over the boat. But Jesus was, he was sleeping. Now see, I've read this a bazillion times. I knew He was sleeping. Do you know one of the first things that happens when you have a suddenly? One of the first things starts evading you, sleep. You can't sleep. It's the first thing. Worry, fear, pain, anguish, loss, whatever the situation, whatever the emotion that you're going through. And they're legitimate emotions. Some of those suddenlies, they hit you like a freaking ton of bricks. They will hit you and slap you in the face. And I'm telling you, they are hard emotions. We go through life, man, that are absolutely serious, knock you to the floor things that happen in our lives. Period. It's truth. And one of the quickest things is the enemy wants to take from us is our sleep, is our rest. A couple weeks ago, I woke up. I was out of town and I was in a hotel room and I woke up and man, it was about 3 o'clock in the morning and my brain just was going up, 100 miles an hour. It was 0 to 60 in 0.1 second. That's exactly right. I woke up and it was scary to the place where it was rough. My brain went south in negative. I reached out. I said, God, my heart's racing. What in the world? God said, reach out to your Bible. I said, okay. Grabbed the word, went straight to this scripture. I just read this one verse. Suddenly, a furious storm came upon the lake so that the waves swept over the boat. Jesus was sleeping. I cried out to God. I said, God, You are sleeping through that storm. I need to sleep through mine. I need that peace. Yes. I fell asleep, woke up that next morning, refreshed, ready to go. Philippians 4:7. You find that for us real quick. Sorry, I didn't give you that scripture. Philippians 4:7, NIV. You think about that sleep in that storm. My gosh. Think about those winds raging, the emotions raging, the fear, the struggle, all kinds of things going on in that storm. And Jesus was just sound asleep. Peace. Ooh. Let's read this. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Transcends means pass beyond limits. Isaiah 55:8 says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways my ways, declares the Lord. See, he's not, he sees the storm, but he doesn't see the storm as we're seeing the storm. He's able to just be at peace because he knows who's in control. So he knows he has peace. And that peace that he has transcends those storms. His peace transcends our understanding. That means even though we may see the storm, his peace can transcend through that and give us peace. Even though we see a storm, we can still have peace in that storm. His peace, his peace, his understanding, his understanding, not our understanding. His ways aren't our ways. His thoughts aren't our thoughts. When we sit there and we focus our attention on the storm, guess who's where our mind is going to be on? It is going to be on the storm and how big and how scary and how emotional and how woe is me, how bad, whatever it is. But when we get our minds off of that storm and get our minds on Jesus and that peace and allow that peace to take over, it transcends those worries. It pierces through those fears. It pierces through the doubts, the worries, the fears, the pain. Amen. I asked Miss Judy if I could share something about her. She's just glowing. There she is. Her and Brother North are matching. Miss Judy is such an absolute joy and treasure to this church and to so many people. About 13, 14 years ago, she came here with her wonderful husband, JD, and came in and jumped in with both feet. They plugged in. They said, this is the church we want to grow with. We want to grow together and develop our faith together. And it wasn't too long after that they had a suddenly happen. And they got some news about our brother JD. It wasn't the best. And they went through a season, and the Lord took Brother JD home. But in that season, I personally watched Miss Judy and saw that even though through that storm, and that is the hardest storm someone can go through, someone losing someone like that. It's one of the hardest ones. Every Sunday, I saw the peace of God transcend through. Oh, I'm sure she had some days. I understand that. But man, I'm telling you, she came in glowing. I saw the peace that transcended that. Garen and Jennifer, sure you guys have had, Bailey, sure you guys have had some days. But I've also seen the peace of God transcend through that. Beautiful. Beautiful. Now we go through some times, but man, we've got to allow God and lean on the Father. Because His peace can transcend everything. That peace is what we have to have and lean on.
Man.
So whether you're going through a suddenly right now, or you know someone may be having it, may be going through a suddenly, speak to them about the peace of God.
Yes.
Share the peace of God. It doesn't make sense to us. We don't understand why we go through some things that we go through. We don't understand the why factor. We don't. But His peace transcends the why. His peace transcends the worry, the not understanding. His peace transcends that.
Yes. Yes.
It has no limits.
Amen.
His peace and just trusting God. God, I don't understand. But God, I trust You. I trust You, God. Hallelujah. And the third thing that I want to read is this, is going to verse 25. I want to read verse 25. The disciples went and woke Him, saying, "Lord, save us. We're going to drown. We're going to die. We're going to die." I love that, because this scripture right here is probably what drew me to this whole story, because it's real.
Amen.
It seems like that's us.
Yeah.
We know Jesus is a miracle working God.
Right.
Yeah.
We know He walks on water. We know He's raised the dead. We've seen miracles happen in our own lives. We've seen amazing things happen. And yet, when we go through some suddenlies, we feel ourselves in that same spot. We're going to drown! We're going to die! I get a chuckle out of that every time I read it, because they've got Jesus in the boat. And He is the one sleeping, doing something most ridiculous thing in the storm. He's sleeping. And here, they're going to drown. The third thing is this, I want you to understand, is in your storm, He's available. All we got to do is reach out to Him. All we got to do is reach out to Jesus. And it's a simple fact. I mean, it's a simple thing to do, but yet sometimes our pride gets in the way of that. Sometimes our wallow and self-pity gets in the way of that. Come on. Sometimes our doubt that God even cares about us gets in the way. Even though He's right there in the boat. All we have to do, and I see all these emotions right there. We're going to drown. I see doubt. I see fear. I see worry. I see all kinds of things right there. But look what they did. God, I need You. I don't understand. I don't get it. I am all sorts of messed up right now. I don't know what's up and down, sideways. I don't know what You're doing. I don't understand it. I don't know why the storm is here. Did I do something? What's going on? I don't know. All I do know is I need You.
Yeah. Right. Amen.
That's what I see right there in that scripture. I don't know. I just know I need You. My life has gone 0 to 60 in 0.1 second, and I don't know what's up or down. I just need You. We got to learn to just reach out to Him. It doesn't have to be all prettified prayers. It's just saying, God, I need You. All I'm seeing right now is a storm, and I want to see You. I want that sleep that You're resting in. I need You, God. And all it takes is us reaching out to the man that's in the boat right beside us, that's never left us, never forsaken us. All we've got to do is reach out and grab Him. It's a simple thing. Because here's what's going to happen when you grab Him. When you reach out to Him. Go to verse 26. He replied, "You of little faith." I know. Why are you so afraid? I know. I get it. Then He got up. And rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm.
Yeah, completely.
completely calm. It's amazing how fast our brains will go from 0 to 60 in 0.1 second. It's crazy how fast things can develop in our minds and how things can go so south so fast. But I'm telling you, the thing is about reach, is this, is the three things right there is, first, we got to understand God's in the boat.
Yeah, amen.
Number two, that he is, his peace passes all understanding,
yes,
transcends understanding. So when we see a storm, he doesn't see the storm. He sees an opportunity to show up and show out.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Mm. Third, we've got to understand, we've got to be able to reach out.
Yes.
Romans 12:2, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We renew our minds by his word.
Yeah.
We renew our minds by worshiping God.
Yeah.
God, I thank you. I don't understand what's going on. I don't understand this suddenly. I don't get it, but I'm going to worship you anyways. Because you are the author and the finisher of my faith. You're the ones who calm, you can calm
yes,
a storm.
Yes.
You're there with me through it all. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Galen, come on up here.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to skip over a couple of things here. I'm going to keep on going down here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Our lives hit those suddenlies, and we need to know how to navigate
Amen.
Those suddenlies, because that is where the enemy thrives.
Yes.
He loves when those suddenlies happen in our lives. Those suddenlies take all kinds of shape, forms, and sizes. Those suddenlies could be a loss of a loved one. Could be a report from the doctor. Could be a loss of a job. A plethora of things. The important aspect of when we go through these suddenlies is navigating it with God's word. Navigating it and understanding that he never will leave us or forsake us. And understanding the scripture. Getting it through our thick skull, he will never leave you. But Brandon, I've messed up, and this is the reason why this suddenly happened. I will never leave you or forsake you. But Brandon, you don't understand the situation. I will never leave you, forsake you. That's what the word says. I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you. I'm there. I'm in your boat, right there beside you. I'm the peace that passes all understanding. And all you've got to do is stretch out your hand to me. Stretch out your hand to me. I've shared my testimony as a teenager before. Where all hell was attacking me, I felt alone. I was buying a hook, line, and sinker, and I almost committed suicide. Sitting there in the bathroom floor over there in Haltom City, crying, lost, feeling alone, screaming, I'm gonna drown. And then all of a sudden, God reminded me he was still there. And all I needed to do was call on him. And I just said, Jesus, I need you. And immediately, peace that passes all understanding flooded in that room. I felt God wrap his arms around me like I have never, ever felt in my life. His peace transcends every storm, no matter what the circumstances. And all we've got to do is learn to reach out to
Thank you.
we see suddenlies. God sees opportunities. Opportunities to reveal himself to you.
Amen. Amen.
I love this story. Verse 27. I love this. The men were amazed and asked, "What kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him." Praise team, would you come on up here? I'm getting close. I look out to this body. See, let me go back. Yeah, we have suddenlies that happen in our lives. But oh my gosh, does God show up and he shows out? See, the sudden storm that these disciples were in, this sudden, crazy, ridiculous storm that gripped them with fear, that gripped them with worry, that gripped them with pain and anguish. And they yelled out to God, "Save us!" While Jesus was sound asleep, he was still there. They reached out to him. Guess what happened? The storms were calmed. And then guess what happened next? God revealed something so incredible to the disciples. He can even calm the storms. Even the waves obey him. So what happened is they went from faith to faith. Oh, I need somebody to see that. See, I need you to understand something today. Miss Judy, yeah, you went through a storm and a half. I was over there. I had to help a couple of times. But look at you now. Look at you now. Every Sunday you are glowing. You didn't let that storm slow you down. Yeah, there was a season. But look at you now. Every single Sunday, you are a blessing to so many people. Every single person that walks in that door, you bless them with your smile. You bless them with your hugs because you got the joy of the Lord in you. Because here's the thing. Because God revealed how good he was through the storm with you. He revealed that he was with you the whole entire time. He was your peace that passes all understanding. And it pushed your faith to go from faith to faith. It wasn't the moment. It wasn't that you just like, "Well, I think I'm just done now too." No, you jumped on that bandwagon with Jesus.
Yes.
And you took on another whole ministry, card ministry, sharing the love of people, sharing the love to Jesus to people.
Oh yeah.
I have friends that still call me today out of the blue, Miss Judy, and say, "I just got a card from that little lady in your church. I want you to know how much a blessing she is." You didn't let that storm get you down. Because God taught you and showed you how good he was through all of that. Yeah, it was a storm. And yes, you had to walk through it. Just like we all have to go through some storms. Pastors had to walk through his storm. And then you walked through your storm. Look at you. Faithful. Joyful. Joyful. Miss Lydia, you walked through some storms too. Look at you, serving, going after the King of Kings. And how much did God reveal himself through you, to you, through those storms? When we just let him, when we just reach out to him, when we just reach out to the King of Kings, when we reach out to the healer, and just let him do his thing. Let's stand today. I want us to sing this song one more time today. And as we sing it, man, I just want you to speak those words today. Sing it from your heart. God, you're my healer. I believe in you, Jesus. Go ahead.
You hold my every moment.
we go through our storm, 0 to 60, these are the declarations that we've got to make. You hold my every moment.
You calm the raging sea.
You walk with me through fire.
And heal
all my diseases. Woo! He's a healer. I trust you. When your life goes from 0 to 60 in 0.1 seconds, that's the declaration that you need to be making. I trust you, God. I trust in you, God. I know you're in my boat. Darren, he's in your boat. I believe you're my healer. I believe you're all I need, God. I believe you're my portion. Somebody needs to declare that over your life, even today, this very moment. If you're watching online and you're going through something, declare it right now in your living room. I believe you're my healer. I believe you're all I need. I believe you're my portion. You're more than enough for me. You're all I need.
Jesus,
you're all I need. When those suddenlies hits, oh, and they do, we've got to declare that, Miss North. I believe you're my healer. Woo! Pastor, he holds every moment.
Yes.
You calm.
Brother Walt, he calms my raging seas. In the middle of the night, he's our peace that passes all understanding.
Woo!
He walks through us. Oh! He walks with me through the fire. Oh, he heals all my diseases. I want to invite you to this front. If you've been going through a suddenly in your life, I want to pray for you today. If you need a touch from God in your life, you need a healing in your body, I want to invite you to this front. Don't hesitate. Come on. I want you to come to this front. If you're going through something in your life and you need healing in your life today, then today is your day. Today is your day. Healing is here. Peace is here. Calm is here today. Don't let this day pass you by. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Jesus, you're all I need. Nothing is impossible for you. Nothing is impossible. Nothing.